following is a Super Network production with Super Marcy.
I blame this movie for this movie. I don't know.
The terrible Australian Bee Jermaine.
Between the puppet sex, the puppet porn, the puppet vomiting, the puppets eating shit, this was the scene that was going too far.
Professor Batch.
I'll tell you, that's a Canadian hard 30.
It contains coarse language.
They're not even there! What is going on?
Mature themes.
Oh, 25 cents for XXX movies, I'm going.
Potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. Please find us at supermarcy.com and subscribe to us via Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Enjoy.
Dr. Phillips?
It's a pleasure to meet you, Warren Brando.
Doctor, you made a request to have a particular inmate working with you in the infirmary.
Let's get on the table, carefully! Clear!
Hi, I'm Laura Olney. I'm a journalist. Do you remember what Dr. West did to you?
Stay away from him!
Who was the guy who was helping you today?
Dr. Herbert West. I want to work with you. Going from rat to rat is okay, but transferring from species to species, it's not right.
Nanoplasm is a completely neutral energy. It's the same in rats, dogs, human beings.
Greetings, one and all. Welcome to the 2B Tuesday podcast, a co-production of the Super Network and Pop4D. It's your old buddy Batch here. This is episode 39. And stranger things have happened. I'm hosting this week because the one, the only Super Marcy and Bede are actually together. Surprise!
Woohoo!
Yes, Marcy and I are back in person hosting a podcast.
We are here.
So this could be the most train wreck episode ever of the Doobie Tuesday podcast.
It pretty much already is, Batch, because Marcy and I, because we were trying to like work our headsets so, you know, we could have separate headsets, but unfortunately we have to share the same headphones at the moment. So, but it's good to finally be back and hang out and record an episode together because we've been in lockdown for like almost 3 months now.
I don't even know how long we've been in lockdown, but Melbourne broke the world record for the most days in lockdown in the world.
Go Melbourne!
We're number one.
Yeah.
We're number one.
And now we're out of lockdown. We could be here in person. And it's also very special because this is my birthday episode of
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday.
Wait, hold on. There's a knock on the door, Marcy.
Uh-oh.
I think someone... Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! That fucking clown's not around here this week, is he?
No, he's not. But he might come by later.
Okay, happy birthday, dear Marcy! Happy birthday to you! Okay, Batch, where's my 50 bucks? Craven, go away. Okay, Craven just wanted to sing happy birthday to you.
Thanks, Craven.
Thank you, Craven.
But yes, my birthday episode, as we are recording with... and bringing out the episode around about close to my birthday. So we're celebrating, and we can be here in person with Bede at least.
Yes, exactly.
We can't cross countries yet, but we will do a 2B Tuesdays in person one day.
Exactly. One day, whether we go to you, Batch, or you come to us, we will record a whole episode with the three of us live in person.
Yes,
or maybe...
Society will cease to exist if the three of us ever get in one room together.
Yeah, I know, right?
So. Exactly. We might even do a live show, like go some like bar somewhere and record a whole episode in front of people.
That's the dream, that to do like a live show. Yeah. That's how... I don't want to be rich and famous, Joe Rogan famous. I want to do a live show, and I want merch that actually makes money. So, and I'll be happy with that. And for people to send me free shit on YouTube.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
That's the goal. I think that's attainable.
Exactly.
Yeah, I reckon.
But,
we could manage.
Yeah, but Marcy, given that this is your birthday week and this is your episode this week, coincidence.
What a coincidence, actually.
What? And we are still... And this is also the final week of the Halloween season as well. So what did you pick for our season of horror films to end on for this month?
Oh, I've accidentally turned on the foot massager. Didn't mean
Hey now.
No, I didn't pick a movie about a foot massager, We are watching Beyond Reanimator because I love the Reanimator movies and they're all on Tubi, but we're going to do Beyond Reanimator because it's fucking hilarious and it's a very Tubi, Tubi fucking movie.
Granted, Foot Massage to the Foot Massage that Eats People would totally be a movie we would watch for this show.
Yeah, it would, actually. I think we might have to write it for Tubi.
Exactly.
And pitch it to them tomorrow.
That's our second motion picture of our Tubi yes. cinematic universe.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, jeez.
But for all our listeners out there, both old and new, who have never heard, especially the new ones who have never listened to an episode of our podcast.
We're sorry, and welcome.
Yes, exactly. And we apologize for what you're about to experience. But for all of our old listeners, thank you for coming back. What you need to do is go to Tubi, look up the film Beyond Reanimator, if it is playing in your part of in part of your world on Tubi. But if it isn't, there's a pretty awesome sponsor who sponsors us every episode called Surfshark, who could help you out in that department. But you can get details about that at the end of the episode. So what you need to do, look up Beyond Reanimator on Tubi, and we're going to play the film from the very start. So I'll count us down from 5, and when I say go, that's when you play the movie, and then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. But I'm pretty sure, based on our previous episodes, that if you don't have a copy of Beyond Reanimator, the episode itself will still be a fine listen to regardless.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion, so whenever an ad does pop up, we'll shout out ad, and then once the ad is finished, we'll let you know, but we'll also make sure to give timestamps as well, so that way you stay in sync with us.
Yep. All right. So let's do this.
Let's do this. Batch and Marcy, are you ready to reanimate for Beyond Reanimator?
Definitely.
I wasn't born ready, but I'll be reborn ready. Oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
All right, let's do this. We'll count down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
And we're off, finally.
Hey, it's starting!
Yay!
Marcy, in honor of your birthday, I'm actually double fisting right now. Smoke, smoke, smoke.
Drink, drink, drink.
Sip, sip, sip. Drink, drink, drink. And given that Marcy and I are recording together for the first time for the Tubi Tuesday podcast, I thought we needed something a little special for this occasion. So Marcy and I organized to finally eat fried chicken during the
you
show.
You son of a bitch! Where's mine?
You can have some. This crunch, crunch, crunch.
Crunch, crunch.
So if you hear crunching sounds throughout this whole movie, that is why.
I kind of want you to enjoy it all, Bede, because I'm full.
I'm almost full. I had a few pieces before we even started, so I might only just eat like, one piece.
Isn't it like 9 in the morning where you guys are?
It's about lunchtime here now.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
But, smoke. Being that this is Beyond Reanimator, like, I have not seen this movie until now. I own the film on Blu-ray, but I haven't had a chance to watch it, so I'm watching this film for the very first time for the podcast.
So I think it's time before we really get going on this movie for what's batch smoking this week.
Exactly.
So this week's Tubi Tuesday is brought to you by Vertical Strawberry Cake.
Ooh.
It is an indica at 21%, and it has 2.51% terpenes with 0.917% terpylene. We've got 0.38% osamine, beta-mercene 0.46, and limonene 0.12. So that's going to be real fun for me in this movie.
Nice.
What are you guys smoking?
I don't know what it is, but it's 25%. In our nice. vape.
Hence why it's making me like feeling like I need chicken right now.
Bede's got the munchies. I've just got the... I mean, it's celebration. Celebration!
But I gather, even though I have not seen this movie before, but I gather both of you two have seen this.
Yes, well, I love Reanimator, so I was very fucking excited for this. And yeah, I got on this straight away.
Marcy, have you ever read the Army of Darkness Reanimator comics from Dynamite?
I do have the trade.
So I never knew I'd wanted Herbert West and Ash together as a buddy cop team.
Right?
But...
yeah, some of those comics are really, really good.
I'll have to read those ones too. I was very curious like when they were announced that Army of Darkness meets Reanimator.
Mm, mm, So this movie is just starting off with some chick in a house for some reason.
Well, it seems like they're going for a slasher vibe with this OP. Like,
yeah.
The phone rings. Hello, Melody.
Melody.
Hello, Melody.
Melody.
Yeah, some milk.
Alan Rickman is calling me, pretending to be Vincent Price again.
Hello. I'm Alan Rickman as Vincent Price. I want you all to watch my new latest movie, even though I've been dead for 40 years. Well, technically 30, because it was the early 90s, but still, I've been dead, so cut me some slack.
You're going to pop 4D when we finally get that Frankenstein episode out.
Yes.
Because Vincent Price is all over that as the narrator.
We need to do a Vincent Price film at some point for this podcast. Like every other person we ever bring up on this show.
Yeah.
That's why I'm excited for next month's theme. So.
Yes. Which we could announce now, because it'll be the next episode. But we're going to do some Charles Bronson movies.
Yes.
It's Bronson month.
It's Bronson month here at 2B Tuesdays, and so for the next, for 4 weeks, except for 1 week, because we're doing something special during November, we're going to be watching movies where I shoot people in the face.
And I wish I was dead. So.
And spoiler, we may have a certain spider bro on for a couple of those episodes as well.
Yes. Yes.
Nice.
I hope so.
Is it just me, or is this the babysitter or the sister? Or
that's a sister. It's highly inappropriate.
Mm.
Oh,
well, hi, zombie.
For context, Herbert West is doing the experiments, and this film also stars Jeffrey Combs as Herbert West, as he did in the previous two films, and like Bride of Reanimator, directed by Brian Usner, who was the producer.
Yeah, he produced the first film and directed Reanimator, the second film.
Yeah, so he kind of kept it going, and Stuart Gordon just did a whole bunch of other stuff. But, you know, their styles are very similar, and, you know, they were very good friends. So it's a, you know you're in for something fun if one of their names is attached. And, true story, Bede and I have met the star of this movie.
Nice. Was he nice?
It was this guy here.
Was that zombie with the tongue?
Oh, he's there, he's drinking.
Yeah.
Milk does the body good.
No. Well, yes, Jeffrey Combs actually came out to a convention and got to meet him a couple of times, and he held my hands, and it was lovely. I was, like, giddy about it.
See, that's a great movie copy. Shot that guy like three times.
You didn't do the double tap, you did a triple tap.
He tripled it.
No, you still move.
There's your double tap.
Oh no, my sister.
Oh no, it's poor B grade Daryl Hannah died.
Or yeah, right? Seriously.
Or is it C grade Daryl Hannah? Because Daryl Hannah these days is more of a B grade actor rather than A grade.
Yeah, these experiments and this kid. He becomes obsessed with Herbert West. Because I think it's meant to be like a Bride of Reanimator.
This takes place at the end of the second movie.
Yeah. So then the kid grows up and meets Herbert West. Mm. The hand's still moving. Yeah.
Hey, that severed hand is trying to cop a field.
Well, you know. Might still have a soul.
That severed hand was trying to dial an old time phone. So you stick your finger in, and then you
stick the finger in, and then you keep turning it around to turn the clock twice, and then eventually it turns out.
Can you do two fingers in, or
no,
is it?
No, what you need to do, especially if you want to be one of those people who wants to make a phone call without and get your money back, what you do is you put your finger in the dial, you spin it around, you keep spinning it until it turns on, then you get your other two fingers and stick it up into the slot, and then once you do both at the same time, eventually a surprise will come out.
I thought you'd give him one of these.
Well, that's what you do. Well, you do that, and then you do this.
Well, you gotta give him the old shocking dark.
Yeah, exactly.
The shocking dark. See, people, this is why you gotta subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/supernetwork. See the video version.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Chris Hemsworth.
I was about to say, I fucking forgot she was in this movie.
Because everyone forgets, Elsa Pataky, like, even though, yeah, she's known for being married to Chris Hemsworth, is an actress in her own right.
You know what? That makes sense that that was her.
Mm.
Shit, because I haven't seen this for ages.
What the hell am I drinking? Oh, vodka. Oh, vodka!
Vodka!
Vodka and fried chicken.
This episode of the podcast, I think we are higher than RVD and Snoop Dogg put together.
Exactly. Batch, are you drinking my drink I had in your fridge? Sorry, Craven. Motherfucker!
Fucking Craven.
Now, I don't want to make any assumptions, but I imagine that the opening theme to this credits is a rip-off of the Birds.
Yeah.
It's the same, actually, opening in all three movies, except the music's different. I'm pretty sure.
Well, yeah.
I could be wrong.
Well, they can't reuse the score from the first film. It sounds too much like the Psycho score. They could get sued.
Yeah, I don't know how they didn't get sued, but there you go.
How come we haven't had, like, a Beyond Reanimator TV series yet? If we can get, like, an Evil Dead series, we need to get a, like, batshit crazy Beyond Reanimator series on, like, Shudder or something like that.
Yeah, I think we need to pitch that to Shudder.
And I think, Jeffrey Combs would totally be down for that. I mean, Ryan News is still working, so why not get them to work on a new show?
Indeed.
And all effects had to be practical.
No CGI. Especially with some of the stuff that come up in this movie.
Or it'll be called the CGI.
Yeah, there's a couple bad effects in this movie that are, like, painfully obvious.
Yeah, a little bit.
It can go from reanimated to CG animator.
Jesus. I think
We got an ad. And it is an ad with a couple. It's toys.
Oh, it's your favorite. Oh! It's your sex site.
Jesus.
I don't think this is Wild Secrets, but it's going to be something similar. There's lingerie.
We've got the ad. It's at 9
Four
minutes play. 39.
Or play.
Oh, there's, like,
there's hey, you know.
What's going on here?
Jeez, are we going to sex ads?
It's almost booby fair.
Yeah,
booby fair.
Right?
Love honey.
Love her. Love honey.
Fucking hell. It's a Tubi ad for Tubi.
Showing us movies that are too good to be on this show.
Yeah, pretty much.
Darling, go hit up lovehoney.com. We need something for the weekend.
We're going to stay in and watch Tubi.
Gonna eat fried chicken.
Gotta eat that fried chicken.
Fried
crunch, crunch, crunch.
Crunch, crunch, crunch. We're still on the ads. Fuck.
Go to Love Honey and get me one of those phones Bede was talking about. That sounds sexy.
You can order specialty phones from either Wild Secrets or Love Honey, I'm assuming.
Or Wish.com.
It's like a phone, but it's actually in the shape of a person.
Ew.
It could be like a sex doll that actually has a phone attached to it.
No!
It's a sex... That's like some David Lynch type shit.
And you know what? They could call it, instead of a sex doll, they could call it a sex phone.
All right, we are back. 9 minutes, 42 seconds, 13 years later. Which I think is accurate.
Well, hi, Mousy.
Oh, hi, Ben.
Ben the two. Oh, wait, wrong movie.
Then, and who could forget Dear Rat Boy?
Marcy, leave your ex alone.
Oh!
Which one?
I'm not going to say any names because I'm going to make them think about that.
Yeah, so. Exactly. They probably all listen to this. Anyway.
This is like the weirdest prequel to Ratatouille.
Ratatouille.
Oh no! He got caught in a trap.
It got incredibly dark.
Animal abuse. We better call Peter. I do not approve of animals being tortured like this as I'm eating chicken.
That's what it really is, Bede.
Wait, are you saying this is animal?
Yes, it's a broken.
It's rat. It's rat.
Yeah, it's rat meat.
You mean
I'm sorry.
These meat with the with this on these little sticks are from an animal? Just to tie it back to Master of the Universe. Oh,
that looks like it's so realistic.
Look at all the little fireflies in there.
That really looks fake now. Hello.
Actually, my name is Howard East, but everyone gets it wrong.
Howard East. That's the good version of Herbert West.
He's the variant.
Isn't this Professor Mordred or whatever that movie is we watched?
I'm kind of convinced that Dr. Mordred is the nice version of Dr. West.
Yeah.
Which we can say is one way to tie this film back to Dr. Mordred. Mm. But we have to figure out, as the movie progresses, of course, like how do we tie this back to Terrifier?
Terrifier, the clown, was in this jail at one point.
Easy, he's a variant of Dr. Mordred.
Yeah, I think your rat's dead, mate.
Just a bit.
Well, according to the trivia, I was reading up before we started the movie, this was the first reanimated film, and so far the only one, to be shot outside the United States because it was shot in Spain.
Mm.
Yeah, it, like, I had that feeling when I saw this first time. Like, there was no way this was filmed in the United States.
Mm. Mm.
The dubbing on some of the actors were just so bad.
Yeah.
That was back in the time, like, during the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and early 2000s. Like, the dubbing was just hilariously bad. Mm. And it still is if you go on Netflix.
Good Games, we're looking your direction.
Exactly.
Have you guys watched that yet?
No. I haven't watched that Squid Games yet, but I will after 31 Days of Horror.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's too much 31 Days of Horror, to be honest. And it's exhausting watching a movie a day and reviewing it.
But we're going to get there.
Plus, you know, trying to score all my points in Achievement Wars.
Let alone, I was going to say, dominating the competition. I told you could do it. I believed in you.
Thank you. Well, as of now, I am on top, but we'll see how that goes after the end of the day.
Mark took a week's holidays.
Yeah, what a just bastard. Sorry, I've got my trash talk ready.
First of all, why wasn't Danny Trejo cast in this movie?
No, we've got not Clifton Collins Jr.
And we got Adam Driver there in the background.
Yeah, not Adam Driver.
That's totally not Clifton Collins Jr. Mm-hmm.
And that's the kid from the start of the movie.
I thought that was Neil Patrick Harris for a second.
They got this guy from the $2 shop.
Should have been Ethan Embry.
Should have.
Not Ethan Embry.
We love actual Ethan Embry.
Mm. All right, I've just finished my chicken, so there's no more crunchy sounds going to be hearing throughout this podcast.
Look, we warned them this is going to be a fucking train wreck. All right.
We wouldn't be having listeners otherwise if this wasn't a train wreck.
There's not much of a plot to follow, by the way.
Yeah, pretty much every single Beyond Reanimator movie is the same.
Yeah, he's just reanimating shit.
Insert green glue, zombies show up, gore.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. They should have got Ray Liotta to be this god here.
Not Ray Liotta.
They're all
Spanish Ray Liotta.
I was gonna say every actor is like their Spanish equivalent. Yeah. Señor Leo, yes. Leoto.
Oh, there she is.
Hello, Elsa Pataky.
It's not Elsa. Oh wait, no, it is actually her.
Yeah. That is her.
Oh my god, look how young she was.
And she has a really
Four Fast and the Furious.
Yeah. She does look a bit different, but she looks just so 2000s here.
Yeah, like, she looks exactly the same.
Mm.
That Chris Hemsworth is a very lucky man, because she's gorgeous.
And I thought of a movie I want to do for this show eventually, if it ever shows up on Tubi, and I'm surprised it's not. Faust, Love of the Damned. Have you seen that one?
Mm.
I haven't seen it, but I know of it.
I saw it when it came out.
Brian Usner directed that one, didn't he?
Yeah, I saw it when it came out.
I had the VHS of that back in the day.
It's a weird movie.
It's very weird. Perfect for the show.
And the warden of the prison is not my dad, because that looks like my dad.
I was going to say, I thought that was like a tap. I thought that was like Lance Henriksen with a bow.
Looks like my dad.
Not Lance Henriksen.
Not my dad.
Senor Henriksenzo.
I hope so, because this guy seems like super rapey.
Oh, yeah. They both look super rapey.
Everyone's rapey. This movie.
We saw what happened to Barbara Crampton in the first movie.
The head gave her head.
Exactly. That movie gave giving someone head a whole new meaning.
Head for head.
Exactly. Rawr, rawr. See, rawr. I'm not that guy. That Elsa Pataki. They should, like, actually, what they should do is, like, Elsa Pataki's character, spoilers for the Fast and Furious franchise, she dies in the 8th film, from what I remember. However, Fast 10, what they should do is have a crossover with Reanimator, and then Herbert West brings her back to life. And that's
that
why
makes
everyone,
sense.
And that's why, like, everyone sort of comes back from the dead in that series because of Herbert West.
Bede, can we get you to get that guy's hair to his wig?
Yes. Obviously, not Tommy Chong.
Yeah.
Everyone's a not someone in this film.
Yeah, pretty much. Not John Barryman.
Not Michael Berryman.
Yeah, whatever his name is. What did I call him?
John Barryman.
Whatever.
That's a different John Barryman, Marcy. That was the guy who basically, you said, can I touch your breast? And you're like, oh, yeah, sure.
Yes. And you're like... Because that's so what happened.
It was for charity.
And Michael Berryman, fuck me dead. Alright, I think Bede's going to need some more smoke, smoke, smoke.
I think this is
I got to do the refill.
The refill.
Yes, I'll be back. There's the headphones. So
that guy's name is like Speedball.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because
and he likes drugs a lot.
I thought he was his name Speedball because he actually likes playing the game Speedball. Oh. Very disappointed. Oh, I broke my leg.
Oh, I'm trapped in a reanimator movie and I can't get out.
It's okay, Elsa Pataki. You'll star in the Fast and Furious franchise at some very soon.
Love the music.
Yeah, it was like, like we were saying earlier, like, I think, I remember, like, even though I had not seen this film until now, I remember seeing it down at the video shop all the time, but I never rented it out only because, like, none of the video shops in my era actually had the first or second film in stock. And I was kind of one of those people like, oh, if I'm going to watch it, I might watch it from the very beginning.
Yeah, let's let the mad scientist give us some information. That always works well.
Exactly. And obviously, she's like Angela Bettis. Not Angela Bettis, I should say. I can't get it in, doctor.
He called me a doctor.
How dare you?
Best day ever.
Now get out of the way so I can bring him back to life. And he kills all of you. Bringing the dead
where
back.
Did this, seriously, where did this guy get his medical degree?
I have no idea. Like, nobody's doing a good job at all. Clear!
My first day! I don't know what I'm doing.
You mean the TV show... I saw it on a bunch of TV shows how to do it. I thought it would work. I'm a doc. I'm not a doctor. I'm a pool cleaner.
I'll be back in a jiffy. I'll turn this on. There you go.
I'm not a doctor. Dr. Herbert West. I told you, I'm Dr. Howard East.
Dr. Peter North, what?
Okay, Batch, since you're one of the biggest comic guys I know, and I know, Jeffrey Combs has appeared occasionally on, you know, superhero TV shows where it's animated or live action. If you had to pick a superhero or supervillain for Jeffrey Combs to play, who would you pick?
Hero or villain?
Or both?
I think he'd be a good Bruce Banner.
Actually, yeah, I can see that. I mean, we practically already saw, like, his take on basically Doctor Strange with Dr. Wardrobe.
Yeah.
So that could have worked too. Like, he could have played one of those parts.
Like, if they do, like, something like kind of like the most recent kind of the Immortal Hulk, which was more like almost like a horror take on the character.
Yeah.
I think he'd be an awesome Bruce Banner.
Oh, yeah.
With that source material and tone.
Mm. I'm just trying to... Oh, you know who I think... What about Jeffrey Combs as Mr. Freeze?
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Or it's kind of typecasting, but Hugo Strange.
That could be a good one. I like that.
Put a big beard on him.
Yes. Keep a lookout. I'm going to make sure this body is, like, dead. Okay, that joke went completely nowhere.
Also, kind of typecast, but also Scarecrow.
Yeah, I could definitely see that, too. Well, will this basically give, like, Jeffrey Combs all the Doctor roles in any of the superhero franchises out there? I don't know why, like, they know that Dr. West is, like, an evil scientist. Like, why allow him to help out in a hospital room? I don't think that's a good idea.
The recession.
Mm, that is true.
So the kid kept that the whole fucking time. Just to give it back to him.
Yes. I mean, I'd be like, again, I have not seen this film, so I'm assuming, like, this is like the long game for him, where he's just wants to take revenge, but he's going to play it out until the right moment to do it.
No, they just need like a dumb, gullible, naive doctor like the first two. So
yeah, because they don't have the other doctor whose name I completely forgot, but Bruce Abbott played him. Dr. Dan, that's it. Dan Crane. Or Dan Kane, I should say.
So when this show came out, it debuted on actually the Sci-Fi Network.
I believe you're right, yeah, because I do remember because even though we didn't have the Sci-Fi Channel in Australia, I do remember like in horror forums and stuff like that that this film was going to play on Sci-Fi first before it was released straight to DVD.
So obviously, a dumbed down cut version without all the gore.
Oh yeah, exactly. I mean, Sci-Fi tends to do that a lot lately with a lot of films. Like, they'll have movies play on there first and then release them straight to DVD afterwards. Oh!
Yeah, what's the point of a Beyond... a Reanimator movie without stuff like this?
Oh, yeah, exactly. I couldn't imagine, like, a cut version of this. I mean, I couldn't even imagine a cut version of the previous two films, even though I know those versions actually do exist.
Yeah. No, I'm the only other woman in the movie!
He's not actually dead. He just woke back up because he realized I had some chicken on me and he wanted some. Oh! Oh! Hey, you're not supposed to touch my balls until later.
You think?
Oh, oh.
Oh, shit.
It was the vaccine. See, this movie is like the horror...
This is what happened with the Democrats. They want you to put it in your neck, bring it back from the dead, then you're a zombie. I ain't taking no vaccinations.
See, this movie would be like, just change a couple things around, and this could be a propaganda thing for the anti-vaxxers. This is what will happen when you take the vaccine.
There's the plot for the series. Herbert West is giving vaccinations.
Yes. Oh, Marcy's back.
Marcy will pop for a D for this.
Back. Write that down.
Okay, I just need to turn this on.
Okay, we came up with a plot for the actual Reanimator show they should make. Herbert West is doing vaccinations.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Let's wait till it solid. I'm back. I had a separate space. Outside of the security areas of this institution. Good morning. West.
I like how we were all in sync right there. You two had drinks, I had the vape. All went at the same time.
Vape, hold on. Drink.
I'm right with you, Beat. I'm coming with you.
Yep, ready? Let's do this.
Hold on, wait.
Gotta get it on.
For once we can actually do the joke for real.
Yes!
Exactly.
Ready. Hold on, let me look. I'm warming up.
He's warming up.
You're warming it up, eh?
Yeah, I'm getting real warm.
Yeah, use the two fingers to put inside.
Take your fingers, then you shove this up and. Okay, right, ready? Ready? Smoke.
Smoke.
Pass it over.
There you
go. Yep.
Make it COVID safe.
Yes.
Yep.
I've never seen terror in your face like that before, Barcy. Oh, is that Fiend? They only played a little bit because they don't want to get sued. Oh,
ad.
And this ad is for
which is normally
Tubi. Alexa, play Tubi. It looks like it's a short ad. I will say, I think my sister mentioned she found Tubi the assault where.
Yes.
I'm like, oh jeez.
Right, Alexa, play Tubi. Are you sure you don't want Disney Plus?
Yeah.
Are you sure you don't want anything else but Tubi? So it's going to be Tubi and Love Honey this episode.
Is this the Love Honey, is it?
Yeah.
Do they have Love Honey Canada?
Yes. Oh. This would be a weird ad if, like, Herbert West just shows up out of the ad. I don't know.
I'm disappointed they're not showing the phone.
I'm going to look that up if there's a sex phone.
A sex phone. All right, we are at...
A sex phone you stick your dick in.
You stick your dick in the phone.
I wish I could tell you that hurt.
That's how you dial.
Stick it in, then you turn it around.
Then you turn it around. And then you go, boop. You give him a shocking dark.
Yes.
And then when you're done, then when you get it in there, you go, Melody.
And then you classify as an intruder.
Oh.
I wish I could tell you that Herbert West was able to fight the sisters and they let her be. I wish I could tell you that. But unfortunately, this is the Shawshank Reanimator.
Andy Dufresne and Herbert West.
Yes.
Went to the medical bay.
And for reference, H.P. Lovecraft used Arkham, and that's where they got it for Batman.
Ah, interesting. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Batman, I'm getting a lot of points in the achievement contest.
I'll need to play this game.
No, you don't.
I wonder if this movie was like... I mean, I'd have to look up, like, you know, locations and stuff like that, whether this film was actually shot at a real prison or is it all a set?
Probably a set, maybe. I don't know.
But I should look up trivia.
Yeah, you actually do the trivia.
Well, I am the trivia person in this podcast, so...
Yes.
Okay, here's interesting. Jason Barry's character is named Howard Phillips. The movie is based on the short story by H.P. Lovecraft, whose full name is actually Howard Phillips Lovecraft.
Oh.
Bad creepy zombie guy.
That's only because he wanted too much fried chicken and was like, you can only have two pieces, bam. I told you it's Howard East. Alright, we don't have fried chicken, but we'll give you fried rat instead.
We'll give you electrocuted rat instead.
Meanwhile, on the set of Hannibal...
Meanwhile, they burn the food and order Pizza Hut.
Isn't that how it goes?
Yeah.
And I definitely can tell... Yeah, it was Pizza Hut, because you could see half the logo on the box. No joke, I was watching a film, like, part of my 31 Days Horror the other day, and no joke... Pizza Hut was a producer on it.
Oh, God.
They actually co-produced the movie.
Why are they sitting on the floor? He has furniture.
That's how they eat their pizza.
They're too heavy from the food. They can't lift themselves up to sit on the couches.
They don't believe in furniture.
Exactly.
I'm flirting. Tell me about your secret institutional
medicine research. Do you have a hammer? I only like guys who have hammers.
Bitch, you're not even holding a microphone!
Just digitally...
CM Punk reference.
Just CGI the microphone into the screen.
Is that a cigar on the table?
I think so. Why are you doing your resume? This is back in the time, like, you didn't have, like, vapes and shit, you had cigars.
Yeah, it is a cigar.
Is her voice dubbed?
I don't know. I know Elsa Pataky can speak English, like, really well.
Mm.
But I'm sort of trying to figure out, like, if her voice is, like, if it's a natural voice, because it would, you know, have an accent to it, but if she's speaking in a different voice, then maybe she is dubbed.
Mm.
I don't think she's dubbed.
Sounds like her, I think.
This dude reminds me of Johnny Lee Miller. I don't know why.
Not Johnny Lee Miller.
Okay, that sounded a little dubbed there.
Yeah, that didn't sound too natural, did it?
Oh, Miskatonic University. It's always, it is pretty much its reference in every Lovecraft work. One of his reanimation experiments went out of control. And then my sister got killed by a guy with no jaw.
And then he drank all my milk, and I had none for the cereal and the breakfast.
And the reason I'm upset that it was my sister, because she and I used to bang, I mean, what?
Ew.
No, she died before we got to bang.
Oh.
He did it after with the corpse that got reanimated. No. Oh god, no. She reminds him of his sister.
No! You do not tell a girl that I like you, you remind me of my sister. No! Especially the intention to, like, go out with her.
Mm. And she's flirting with him.
He's into it!
Being reminded of someone's sister turns me on.
You?
Do you have a phone?
Do you have a phone?
Especially a pay phone.
They have to do it through the phone first.
That gives phone sex a whole new meaning.
She's like, oh yeah, my ankle.
And then she trips.
I like told the guys with long blonde hair and hammers, but you'll be alright for the moment.
You kind of look like Donald Blake, so it counts.
I'm surprised this isn't how we all are after doing this podcast for 39 episodes.
This is how anti-vaxxers think will happen to them once they get the vaccine. Ah!
Yeah, pretty much.
America!
America.
Well, my order from Ups has finally arrived after 4 weeks, after 20 weeks.
He loves his lab space, Herbert West.
I come in here and I'll show you my vinyl records of Britney Spears.
He makes a mean root beer as well.
Yes.
But what he fails to tell us, he's just making the new stash.
Yes.
That we're going to smoke next week. I think this will do. Smoke, smoke, smoke. He's a monster.
He's as fresh a specimen as we could hope. God damn, this strawberry cake is good.
Oh, what are you doing with all these boxes? These aren't boxes, these are young boys.
Ew.
It got almost like a sweet smell to it.
Ooh.
Oh.
My boy is a box.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
Oh no, it's gonna be worse if he tries to reanimate Gwyneth Paltrow.
Nothing! Absolutely nothing! Stupid! You're so stupid!
I think we've worked out how the corona started. They reanimated Gwyneth Paltrow's head.
Yes.
That's how it started.
But it's not the head from Seven, it's the head from Contagion.
Yeah.
Herbert West is responsible for Joe Rona.
Damn you, Herbert West, for revitalizing Gwyneth Paltrow's severed head.
From that goop.
Well, there's that score again.
Da-na-na-na-na.
But we're only playing little bits at a time so we don't get sued. I like that this dude's just wearing a beanie in jail.
Holmes.
I don't know why. Not Lance Henriksen's face looks like
montage. Everyone's doing their own thing.
Type, type, type.
Type, type, type. And this beat is go ahead, Bat. Sorry.
I was just thinking of a Breaking Bad joke, but
this is the precursor to Breaking Bad. It's Breaking Animator.
Yo, Mr. West, science, bitch.
Science, bitch.
Jesse Pinkman is Herbert West's new partner.
Yes. Yes. Why wasn't that a show?
And also, like, just do the remix version. All right. All right, West, stop reanimate and listen.
File that, Bean.
Yes.
File.
Yes.
Here we go.
I think I remember somewhere, and I think I read this.
Oh, bum.
Ew.
Man bum.
Well, hi, sex.
Hi, sex.
At least he knows where it is, rather than the belly button.
To be fair. So,
to be fair. And booby fair.
Booby fair?
Yep, this is not the PG version.
And
yep,
buttocks fair? That makes no sense.
Exactly.
Look at that side boob.
I know.
That's a massive side boob.
It's hard not to notice.
I know, that's all I'm looking at now is her side boob. And then I'm thinking of Chris Hemsworth.
He's a very lucky man.
Like Chris Hemsworth, hello.
That's why Hemsworth owns that side boob.
Does my dubbing distract you?
You're going to be like, do you want to play with my phone? That's your new flirting line. Your new pickup line.
As long as do you want to make a long distance call?
I am interested in long distance savings. Very interesting.
Do you want the shocking dark?
Instead of 000, it's 000.
Oh, no. Ew.
As long as be careful. They better be careful that's not the deathbed.
Yeah, that's going to happen in the sequel. Reanimate it. The bed.
He's going to reanimate the deathbed.
Exactly.
And then to get the corpses, he just throws them in there.
Exactly.
And he kills them, then he's got a fresh specimen.
Turns out the reanimator juice is actually just the weeby foam.
Oh, no. Oh, look, there's an old picture of Jeffrey Combs from the first movie.
Wait a minute, she knows who he is.
The plot.
What a liar. The prison just off from the freeway.
Look at this dude's hair.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You got to do that hair for a wig.
Even though he has long hair, he's still fucking nerd.
Fucking nerd.
And bald.
Are we sure? That totally should be Will Forte.
It's like they should have got Will. I think they wanted to get Willie Nelson, but he was unavailable. Now, Willie Nelson in
What is this nurse wearing in a prison?
I don't know. But that is not a nurse's outfit. That's kind of like one of those fake nurse outfits, like you just get at costume shops. Mm-hmm. Like sexy nurse.
I've allegedly seen movies with nurses who wear those uniforms.
I have not allegedly seen any of that. A dead man.
Well, I'll just resurrect myself if I ever become a dead man.
I am not from Spain. I am from New Jersey.
This dude looks like every, like, bland white guy in movies over the past 20 years in one character.
Pretty much.
Although I think one of my favorite, and I'm assuming they did this for this film as well, is that, like, the serum, I believe it was like the stuff that they use inside glow sticks.
Mm.
Like the glow... For that?
Mm.
There's a
It's Mountain Dew and Jell-O.
Yes.
I'm going to give you Mountain Dew straight in the veins.
Now I'm going to put these Mountain Jell-Os in the fridge and freeze them up. And we're going to have them with water. Hi, I'm Elsa. Can I take your order at McDonald's?
Jesus.
Does it Do you say like what you see?
I love what I see. Does this chair turn you on? This is my new sex chair. It's shocking.
Shocking dark. Beyond Reanimator. Let's see.
I'm just still trying to figure out if that's her voice or not. Maybe it is. But then again, being that this is like, you know, a Spanish production, I wouldn't be surprised, like, she did speak in English, but somebody dubbed over her voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't see anything. You're my personal guest. Hello. How are you? I'm creepy perverts. I can't do an accent.
Don't do accents, Marcy. We might offend people.
No, I can't.
Not bad, but not as good as mine.
Yes.
He's back.
Craven.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? Well, I'm waiting for my bus. What are you gonna do?
Hey, Craven, are you playing like the prison warden in this film? Because he does look like you.
He wishes he were me.
They better hurry up and eat that rat, because that rat has been, like, dead for a little while now.
Yeah, but he was in the freezer.
If I was in charge of this prison, there'd be a lot more monkeys.
It'd be like Shakma.
And they would be the security guards. They're like, because it's funny when you see, like, a chimpanzee in, like, an outfit like a man. That makes me laugh so hard. That, it would have put Spider-Man in the balls.
And you'll train them all to kill Spider-Man if they ever see him.
He's gone.
Oh, okay.
I don't know where he went.
How dare he? How dare he?
I don't know how he keeps getting in this room. No, I locked the door.
Could be worse.
I think he's sneaking in through Art the Clown's picture on the Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I reckon.
Oh,
rightfully earned on the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
See, now that's my ex-boyfriend.
Ah. Dude, stop choking your rat.
Ew.
Which one?
There's way too much sexual innuendos in this film for my liking. I'm disturbed.
This will give him life. This will give him true life. And this we're going to shove up his ass. Just to see what happens. Science!
Science, bitch!
We don't know if this actually works, but we're just going to go with it anyway.
Now I'm surprised no one has made that sketch yet, Jesse Pinkman and Beyond Reanimator.
Yeah.
Yo!
It's going to happen. We have to write it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the force.
This is where midichlorians come from.
Yes, that explains everything.
That makes perfect sense.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, the interest of the opening to the new Doctor Who season is weird.
Dun, 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 dun.
We've gone from Reanimator to Fantastic Voyage. Oh, that rat is not homicidal anymore. He's a nice rat. No,
it's a wet.
Now that's a different rat.
The other rat died on the way back to its home planet. Oh,
Ad.
Ad.
What are we talking about? It's the creature from Meet the Feral.
Damn it,
Tubi!
All right, we'll do a podcast.
We're already watching Tubi. We're recording a podcast while we watch Tubi. Oh. We get it.
Right. We get and enough advertisement back.
Now.
Yep, and we are at 43:05, so halfway, just about.
How are you? They responded to me yelling at them for the ad.
They made it a quick ad.
These two, like Elsa Pataki and this other dude, seem like their characters would belong in, like in Melrose Place or something.
Oh Jesus, yeah. Seriously.
I had sex with you once, but I didn't like it. I don't want to see you anymore.
She doesn't really have an accent now, does she?
I'm not exactly sure. It's weird. It kind of goes back and forth.
Because that's not his voice.
No, that's totally not his voice.
That's obviously not his voice.
This movie said in America, we want them all to sound Americans!
We're going to America the shit out of this movie! This is an American prison!
Yeah, that dude is definitely dubbed.
Mm-hmm.
Ghostbusters.
Who are you gonna call?
No one.
You take your finger and then you stick it in and dial.
Nope. Nope, nope, nope.
Nope, nope, nope. Phone, phone, phone.
Oh god, no.
Finger, ah, finger, look at finger. All these prisoners. Very soon, they're all going to be starring in Con Air 2. Look at this dude!
Look at that nerd!
Fucking nerds!
I'm not fucked with Herbert West. I'm not calling him a nerd.
No.
Yeah, that's Herbert West is the one nerd I would not go to say fucking nerd. I'm like, yes, please, sir, don't hurt me. Uh-oh. Is Herbert West going to be shanked?
No, meanwhile, please, sir, don't get me killed by one of your reanimated zombies. I want nothing to do with this. Here, have a different rat.
Here, enjoy this peace offering of fried rat.
A fried rat.
I like this rat. I don't know what any of these tattoos mean.
I gave him his pet back.
Oh. Yeah, I'm convinced. People who are bald should not have hair, long hair around the sides. It just does not look good at all. No.
Bead, how much are people on the Patreon gonna have to pay for you to get that haircut?
At least one more subscriber.
Okay.
You better live up to that now.
I'll have to.
Unfortunately, everyone's wearing the same outfit in this movie, so we can't use that joke any other way.
Except for maybe hers. But it's not that outrageous.
Although I will wear that straight jacket for four more subscribers.
Four. Or maybe four more episodes of Tubi. We'll put you in one naturally.
Can I check that your name is Chris?
Ew. Ew.
They gave me the vaccine. I'm turning into a monster. But it was a placebo.
Uh-oh.
He's totally dubbed.
Is my mustache taking over my acting now? Whoa! He bitch slapped him. I slap, slap.
Slap, slap, slap.
What did the five fingers say to the face? Slap. Don't worry, my dear. He's just jealous that he doesn't have. He wish he had hair like you. Or me. Oh! Gone after the head.
One day you will be in a movie with a guy just as bald.
Yes. Ew. Hey, only Jesus. My wife's allowed to bite my face, you dick.
No. Whack, whack, whack.
All right, you seem to be ready for your mother now.
Ew.
Ew. I hope that's his finger.
Hmm.
Alright, I'm gonna steal his wallet.
He owes me $5.
I can't move from the wall! I'm stuck! Quick, someone there, Chris, help me! Or at least have a hammer! What a lot of people don't know is I'm the breadwinner of the family because I'm in Fast and Furious. Alright, I'll give you my dress, but don't hurt me.
Uh-oh.
Mm-mm.
Just don't sniff, sniff, sniff. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. No. No!
Oh, he's pulling a... He's pulling a Vince McMahon.
Yeah. He is. And this came out...
What year did this come...
Yeah, this was two years later. This was 2 years after that, I think.
Or did this come out first?
Nope. WWE did it first. Not sure that Vince McMahon did it first.
And this could be called the prison from hell.
Yeah.
The cell from hell.
I mean, old mate had his ear bitten off, and he's, like, doing this. And he wants a BJ, apparently.
Hey, whatever turns you on, you know? No judging.
Nope. Uh-oh.
Gee, I wonder where this could all be leading. Bum,
bum, bum. This movie needs more Barbara Crampton. Ratty. This is a doctor nerd. Doctor nerd. Put some glasses on him and he could be like Neil Patrick Harris as a Doogie Howser.
I'll still allow it though. You never go rat to rat and you never go ass to mouth. Got both of you. Boom!
Too bad I wasn't drink, drink, drink.
Spit, spit, spit.
There's still time, though. Because I have a feeling we're not even halfway through this movie yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shit hasn't gone sideways yet.
We're really fucked, too.
I keep telling you, I'm not Herbert West, I'm Howard East.
Howard East.
I'm kind of getting there. Well, this is empty, basically. I do have to work tomorrow, so...
Died without a hammer.
Well, incident. There's been an incident. Well, there's
been an incident.
Doctor, this bag is dead. Can you revive this bag? Oh, yeah, there's a dead body inside it, too. We forgot about that.
No!
No! He knew her for a minute.
I only met her for... I only knew her for like 8 hours.
Oh, we sat on the floor and ate Pizza Hut, and then banged.
It was the anchovies that killed her.
Uh-oh.
You're not supposed to die early into this franchise. You have to wait until the 8th installment.
I wonder what's gonna happen.
I have no idea. The suspense is killing me.
Somebody get them out. Somebody get them out and do in Jell-O.
Oh, he just happened to have that in his pocket.
You know, we could revive her. I mean, what could go wrong?
There's never, like, any, like, dropper on the end of it, like, to stop the stuff coming out.
Mm.
Here's the thing about Herbert West I don't get. Like, he's been trying to do this experiment for, like, 3 films now. It hasn't worked out in any way, shape, or form, and he's still determined to do it. And I'm like, dude, if it hasn't worked out the first 20, 30 times, I'm pretty sure it's not going to work properly.
Yeah, but he worked out, he puts that electricity thing in.
Uh-huh.
It's time for sure.
All right, let's move.
But then they got to give her the buzz.
I don't want the vaccine, but I'd rather my Mountain Dew be injecting me instead.
I want my Mountain Dew.
That one stops the COVID, the next one stops the chlamydia.
Chlamydia.
Need more horse tranquilizer.
Horse tranquilizer.
Now, give her the ivermectin.
Or, oh wait, it meant to be a horse deformer. I put the wrong thing in my mouth.
No, that's the same stuff we gave Joe Rogan, so it should be good.
Joe Rogan will turn out like the bald guy in the straitjacket in this movie.
I'm Joe Rogan. I don't fucking know what he sounds like.
Give me a few years and I can star in the Joe Rogan biopic. This is what her reaction when she found out that Natalie Portman was going to be her love interest. I mean, her husband's love interest in the 4 films.
Oh, God.
No, not Natalie Portman. No. She's too small.
She thinks she's a dog again.
Why not?
I see
no difference from how she was acting before.
Okay, now we're going to do an experiment. We can transfer her mind into a rat.
I think this is the prison from Human Centipede 3.
Ew. And then Eric Roberts shows up randomly. How did he get out?
Logically, if any horror franchise were going to cross over, it was probably going to be Beyond Animator and Human Centipede.
Yeah, the two doctors will team up and bring a whole Human Centipede will die and
Herbert West will bring
him back to life.
It's a Freddy versus Jason type of thing, yeah. So.
What a nice doggy. No! You can't eat him, he's Patton Oswalt.
Nom nom.
Nom nom.
This rat needs more gravy.
It needs more crunch.
You two better not be eating rats again. What did I tell you? You gotta put tomato sauce, a little bit of gravy, and maybe some mustard on the wrap before you eat it.
I bit his nose.
Where did he go? Oh, it's out of
his effort.
Hey, don't hurt that rat. It never did anything to you. Hello, doctor. I've lost my ear. Can you, like, put it back to my head? Even though it's been I haven't put it back on in 8 hours. Hello, I'm Charles Bronson. Somebody, one of these bad guys shot off my ear after after he killed my family. So I shot him in the face and then shot both his ears off. Just call me Senor Bronsono. You're doing illegal research in an illegal prison? How dare you?
Dare you!
Yet he's going to ask him to do something illegal, like sew his ear on.
I'm pretty sure, like, and then all of a sudden Chopper Ray shows up. Mate, that's not what you do with your ear, right?
No, he just cut it off himself.
Exactly. There's a lot of bitch slapping in this movie.
Oh, man.
This is a soap opera.
These are the days of our reanimating.
These are the days of our dead lives. Wait a second. Didn't I kill you before?
Wait, guys, what's the name of that piece of equipment?
Oh!
A binoculars.
Binocular. Microscope!
Microscope! Yay!
I'm still cringing at that joke, how three grown adults couldn't remember what a microscope was.
I think you were trying to say telescope. I think we said binoculars or something.
I was trying to say bioscope, and I think I said it wrong.
Uh-oh.
You said stethoscope.
That's right. Oh, he got thrown off like a doll in Shocking Dark.
Give him the Shocking Dark.
Ew.
The warden's going to get the Shocking Dark in a second.
Yeah.
He definitely is.
Pretty much has it coming.
All right, we're going to use this shit bucket to use it to save us.
Nanoplasm.
See, they killed the warden. Why do they want to bring him back to life?
No, they're getting the nanoplasm. See, I've seen this, so I know what's going on. You haven't seen it, you're like me. What the fuck is going on?
Where did he come up with this theory?
Between the movies.
That's why I'll be the master of this episode. What is going on? What is this? I'm scared.
Oh, look, more prongs.
There's three of them.
Okay, we're going to give him three injections of the COVID vaccine.
Give it time.
He will now.
Zap, zap, zap.
Zap, zap, zap.
Wow, this is extreme vaping.
Yeah.
We'll just leave him dead. He was already dead before.
He's dead now.
We got his life.
He's more dead.
Not Danny Trejo. Or is it not Tom Savini?
Tom Savini.
Not Sam Rockwell Ethan Embry. Not Rattus P. Rattus.
Rattus P. Rattus. Meet the Ferals. Is that the show, or is it
just
the Ferals?
Yeah, that was the TV show, the Ferals.
Oh, he's Feral again.
I only wanted a little kiss. I told you for the 100th time, it's how it is. Meanwhile, in the X-Men opening credits.
Dun 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 dun
She's going to wake up with a massive shock. She's got...
In dark.
She's got vomit all over her mouth and her mascara is running. Every woman's worst nightmare.
It's like a weekend at Vin Diesel's house.
Weekend at Elsa's. No, Weekend at Pataki's. Also, sorry, Chris Hemsworth and Luke Hemsworth. I dreamt I was in a movie called Beyond Reanimator. And that I was going to be like Vin Diesel's love interest in another movie.
I dreamt that my accent keeps coming and going.
Dr. Phillips' head screwdriver. I didn't die.
Oh my god. I
feel so... What? Excuse me, I'm trying to remember the overact. Oh, I fell down.
Oops, my head fell off.
Oh.
That didn't happen.
Oh.
She's got a case of the heebie-jeebies.
I was going to say, like, this is like the Xenomorph is going the wrong places. She's becoming a Deadite.
It's only a model.
Dr. West, there's you gotta do something. Problem is, I'm not actually a doctor. I've been faking.
There's a 20% chance she may explode.
Yes. She's a tick. She's a ticking time, Elsa.
Ooh-wee.
You just want to touch my husband's hammer.
Well, he doesn't.
But you can never touch it because you're not worthy.
Both of you.
Now, excuse me, I'm going to become Reagan McNeil from The Exorcist. Reagan McNeil, the college years. Have another one night stand with me, Doctor.
Oh,
Ad. Which Ad is it? Tubi. It's Tubi again.
We're 1 hour, 2 minutes, 2 seconds as we are on this ad.
So we're about over halfway through this movie.
We're almost there.
Feel free to watch Tubi, even though they've never sponsored us on this.
Oh, look, a new ad.
Oh, it's a new ad, and it's a Christmas. Is it a Christmas ad?
It's a Thanksgiving ad.
Oh, it's a Thanksgiving ad. Damn, look at the size of that steak.
I want a steak that big.
See, that could kill you, that steak. And we are back at... What number is it?
You can move the mouse. Oh, sorry. It's right there.
Oh, sorry. We're at 1 hour, 2 minutes, and 8 seconds.
There you go. You, bro.
Now tell me, where is Danny Trejo's? I'm supposed to play him in a movie.
Danny Trejo's little brother.
Yes. He's Renny Trejo.
Renny Trejo.
Charles Bronson Trejo.
Killed my family.
You killed my family, Holmes. Now I'm going to shoot you in the face.
Or stab you in the neck.
Hey, it's me with Mo back there. It's the Iron Sheik. Don't you move fucking... You jabroni! You're not the
Herbert, bless you! You jabroni, you don't bring anyone back from the dead! I fuck his ass and make him humble!
Make him humble!
That's who that character is now, the Iron Sheik.
Yes. Are you the real or you're a dumb son of a bitch?
Now be nice to someone today, Dr. West, you dumb son of a bitch.
You dumb son of a bitch. Is there anything better than the Iron Sheik's Twitter account?
Nope. Maybe.
Meanwhile, Tuesday at the prison, just another day.
Meanwhile, on the next Tubi Tuesdays, which has been prison riots.
They're all going into a riot because Morgan Freeman left that morning.
Oh my god.
This is the only place where I can find women. Because I can't meet him in the real world.
There's only two of them in the whole prison.
I guess that's where you need to go be.
Yes.
She'll be alright. She's a zombie now.
I know I'll be safe from Vin Diesel over here.
What the?
Oh no, it's that early 2000s techno music. It's the reanimator remix.
It's the reanimated dance mix.
Yes. As performed by Steps.
As performed by Steps. Fuck no.
Elsa Pataki kind of looks like that actress who was in the second reanimator film, Brighter Reanimator.
Mm.
Especially when she was like in zombie form too.
Mm.
Come back here, I want you to be humble.
Remind me as I just twirl my mustache.
Yes.
She's not the real.
Then all of a sudden, fucking Steven Seagal will show up. He's like, excuse me, guys. Don't worry, lady. I'll save you. Give me a pizza and I'll beat these guys.
I'm just going to eat the prisoners.
Or give me that fried chicken that Bait had earlier.
Sit over there and have a meal.
I gotta order Subway.
Mind you, while I eat all this food, I need to sit down, and that's how I'll fight, by sitting down. I'll get my stunt double to come in and throw a few punches and make it look like me.
Oh shit, I'm gonna stretch my legs. I can't sit still for so long. I'll have a
quick break. That's what she said. Oh!
See, this is why, you know, basically...
You guys, you have to be entertaining now.
Yes. I don't want to be...
You're always entertaining.
I don't want to be humble. I just want to be a jabroni.
Are you the real?
Just eat his face.
Tear his throat out.
He died before his throat was teared out because it all just went blurry.
Yep.
Ah, this is just a regular Tuesday here at the prison.
Totally.
Because, like, we have a ride, like, between 1 and 3 every Tuesday.
Let the guys get outside, stretch their legs.
Exactly.
Welcome back. Emperor Monologue.
It's going to make you even more look like Charles Bronson, this experiment. And it was called Reanimator, and Brighter Reanimator.
And this one.
Yes. And Castle Freak. And the Frighteners. I don't know about you, Batch. Like, if someone, like, had something that had, like, 3 needles at it, like, I have no problem taking 1.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm kind of like, fuck that noise.
Yeah, if it's, like, 3 in the one go, I'm like, no. What do you
think was on the go? Unless I'm getting superpowers out of it, then no.
Exactly. Or just all the vaccine doses in one go. Yeah, the prisoners break out and then they run into the characters from the raid.
Yes.
Reanimator Redemption. The Raid Reanimator. And we're going to pitch this movie to Tubi after this show.
Combine the raid and the challenge.
Yes.
Now
remember, everyone, we can only afford 1 police car and 2 SWAT cars, so make best of use of them for this movie, since we have a low budget.
What car are you going to pull in 3 times?
Exactly. And we only have like 5 SWAT team members, so we got to use them sparingly. So if one dies, we just have to keep using the same actors over and over again. Okay, here's the toilet paper. Take it.
You take the drugs, I'll take the toilet paper.
All this fuss because somebody just didn't want to take a vaccine.
That's right.
Okay, now time to free Sylvester Stallone and Nicolas Cage. I said, Doctor, where's put the dead bunny back in the balls?
The next Expendables movie is going to be weird.
Yeah, I know, right? I know they were going to take the Expendables trilogy, to, I mean, series in a new direction, but this is ridiculous. Okay, we got toilet paper. We have horse deformer. We have all the things we need to survive before the left tells us we have to take the vaccine.
I thought he was dead.
He looks better than he did before. He's a dead warden.
Looks like a rat. He's a rat warden.
Warden, dead or alive. This dude with the blonde hair, like I said, it looks like a mixture of like Sam Rockwell and Ethan Embry. Fuck this, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Well, this whole experiment escalated quickly.
Oh, nice drugs.
Ow. That prisoner is eating those drugs out of that canister like they were like fucking popcorn. You better not be dead. What do I have to do to get you to follow orders? Oh, there's that score again. Remember, gotta use it sparingly so we don't get sued.
Right now he's gonna inject him.
Oh jeez.
Oh, of course, he thinks it's fucking Craven yeah, space weed.
Exactly. I was going to say, like, dude, like, what type of drugs do you think is in that syringe? I don't think there's any drugs that glow in the dark like that.
Man, I know that guy. That guy owes me, like, $30.
Oh, she's back on.
I'll get you next time. Bullshit, man. Fuck you. Pay me.
Oh, Craven. Laura, where are you?
Laura!
Melanie! Oh, wait, sorry. Laura! Laura!
Meanwhile...
Oh, no! My clothes are ruined by all this blood! Well, this escalated quickly.
Oh, so she killed all of them.
And not only that, she ripped one of them in half. Well, jeez. That's a good effect. Ugh. Ah, she's just double-jointed.
He's never going to be able to figure out how to use the phone now with that hand.
Although, maybe, by having it sort of, like, swivel around like that, it makes things a bit more interesting. Exactly. So he can make things more interesting. It'll be like Doctor Strange style. Are these men giving you a problem? They did give me a problem.
I died, and then it came back. Oh, crap.
Come on, man, I just want a little bit of hit of that green stuff.
Here's some purple stuff.
Do you have any red stuff? Here, have a hand. I like he's using the hand to touch her. And I'm like, dude, yeah. You're not going to feel anything because of somebody else's severed hand you're holding. I'm going to take all the drugs.
Drugs, drugs, drugs. Which are good? Which are bad? Drugs, drugs, drugs. Ask your mom or ask your dad.
I think we're going to realize at the end of this movie that this whole film was entirely an anti-drug PSA.
Yes.
Or this is like a bloody anti-vaxxers propaganda piece.
I was about to say it, yes.
This is what's going to happen when you take the vaccine.
This is what happens when you wear masks. This is a communist country like China. This is America, damn it.
In America. You take the vaccine, you become a zombie. I'll just take part in his body. Put it on the barbecue. I killed it.
So now he's just,
sorry, go ahead.
He's just injecting people randomly with.
Yeah.
Oh great! Now Speedball's got it.
Clean, clean, clean.
Not in Willie Nelson again.
Hello. Do 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 do.
A seizure. He's like legit just bouncing along to the music.
Yeah, he's just doing dance moves.
So did Danny Elfman fucking score this part of the movie?
Yes. That'd be awesome if Danny Elfman, like, in his pride, did a score for Reanimator.
What is he doing?
I'm trying to get in my arm, but I keep missing.
I'm getting weird, man.
It's getting weird. He doesn't know what this heroin's meant to be.
I've never seen heroin that glows in the dark like this, but it's gotta be some really good shit.
Uh-oh.
And there's not Angela Bettis.
Not a victim. Whoops.
If I keep walking...
Sexy nurse. Sexy nurse is gonna finally come into the movie and get her own.
If I keep walking away this way, maybe I won't get killed.
See if she used the phone properly.
Maybe Eric Roberts with evil doctors around here somewhere.
Yes. Wait a second. You're not Michael Berry, but I was looking for him.
To be fair.
Although, that shows, like, underneath her nursing costume, she just had a bra and undies and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Not like any other clothes underneath it.
Are you going to bite that off?
No, I hope not.
I can't remember. It's been a while.
Hey, Marcy. Uh-huh. Mama!
No.
Mama!
No.
Don't judge me for breastfeeding my 40-year-old son.
No!
No. There we go.
No!
Nom nom.
That's no. Too much teeth!
She's living her best life, B. Don't tell her how to...
This whole movie has escalated quickly in the last 40 minutes. I was saying The Batch before. This could be like The Raid.
Yeah. The Reanimator versus The Raid.
Yes.
The Raid Animator.
Yes. The Raid-animator. Beyond Raid-animator. I should have known you were evil. Oh, wait, I did, because you, like, killed my sister when I was a kid.
And still, I hung out with you.
That was an unfortunate incident.
Yeah, exactly, dude. There was nothing they could do about your sister, so fuck off. It's too late to reanimate her, because she's, like, now a skeleton.
In the death house.
That's a weird... The death house, that's a weird way to call the medical center.
Is that where the deathbed lives? The death
yes.
house?
The yes. Death house. Death house for the deathbed.
Death house.
And the death foot massager.
Death house. The house that eats. I don't want to show my boobs anymore. He wanted too much milk.
He nibbled on my titty.
Ew.
Symbolism. I don't have to be John Barryman anymore.
Michael Barry.
Him either.
Sorry, Michael Barryman. Dramatic death theme.
And they don't aim for the head, like, yeah. First shot. Yep. No.
Dramatic death theme from Beyond Reality.
Dramatic. And...
And it is it? Now it's Oral-B!
Oh, for toothbrushes!
Because it wants to get the oral in on that telephone action.
Damn it, this there is not the Oral-B I wanted.
You gotta go with the...
You gotta go at, and then, there, and then you gotta go to the back, and then, yeah. We're back to the movie.
Back to the movie.
I am not touching that joke.
We're at 1 minute, 18 seconds, and 1 hour, 18 minutes, and... 10 seconds.
Pete forgot how to tell time.
Leave me alone. I got like smoke, and crunch in me.
Yeah, true. Oh god, creepy doctor.
I'm upset because they want me to be in another Fast and Furious movie. even though I died 4 movies ago.
And they still want me to bang Vin Diesel.
But he's like 70 years old now.
He's a hard Canadian, 70.
It was hoping to leave The Rock and be more in the Hobbs and Shaw movies.
Yes. Can I just be in Hobbs and Shaw instead? I get to be an opposite enough, much better bald man named Jason Statham.
Top 4D of the movie coming up.
Oh, jeez. Ew.
Yep.
Ghost and guard. Ooh. Her voice is starting to get sounding a bit possessed there.
Because she has his electricity
singing. It's that rat again.
It's our ratus.
Ew. Well, this is disturbing.
Yes, yeah, a little bit.
All these hanging bodies and they're still twitching.
Twitch, twitch, twitch.
Ew.
Everybody do the Beyond Reanimator.
This is not the Twitch stream I was referring to.
His face is, though.
Ew!
You ready for it?
Too much teeth! Too much teeth!
Yeah, there you go.
Ew. That was my favorite dick. Even though technically I got freaked 2 more others because I'm a dick.
Yes, that was better.
He may have had his dick bit off, but he can go to that website from the ad earlier in the movie and get
a new get a replacement.
Exactly. Love Honey will provide him with a new dick. Or if you're in Australia, Wild Secrets.
Or Love Honey Australia.
He's only just half a man. He's half the man he used to be.
He's got no legs.
Dude, you got no legs.
Shannon Dane got no legs.
This is what happened.
You can see the string pulling him.
This is what happened to Lieutenant Dan after Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
He went to jail and then, of course, ran into Herbert West.
Of course, he's still getting fucking high.
He still hasn't got it there yet.
I'm so fucked up, I can't even put a syringe in me. I'm being attacked by pillow sheets.
What's a pillow sheet?
I had five and 3 Moderna in me.
Laura?
Melody. I'm sorry, Laura.
Melody.
Well, since this is a Spanish production, they should have got, like, some people from Pieces to be in this movie.
Yeah, where's the guy from, like, where's this guy?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Where's that guy?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He could have showed up as at the prison. He could have been a former prisoner.
He could have been the Iron Sheik guy.
Exactly.
He could have been, like, the head of the guards. Mm. She's like, okay, I'm done, kill me.
I don't want to be in movies with Vin Diesel anymore.
This is what happens to everyone after when they star in a movie with Vin Diesel. I feel very sorry to Vin Diesel. I don't mean to take the piss out of him, but it's just an easy target. I'll say this, though. She knows how to do, like, evil face really good. Oh, hello! Hello there.
Hello there.
Hello there.
I'm sorry, hold on. Hello there.
Oh,
I gone from I've gone from Elsa Pataki to Elsa Spankme.
Rat, leave my dick alone.
Obviously, Elsa Pataki went to Wild Secrets during the shoot. Or oh, Love Honey.
You can get that outfit from Love Honey.
Yes.
Yes.
I think I've almost got it.
Oh, it's kicking in.
I want to inject Jack. Man, I want this shit inside me, man. I want to glow in the dark, man. And I want to look like John Voight, man.
Johnny Depp would totally be this guy.
Yes. Or Brad Pitt, circa 12 Monkeys. I want to start as a, if I were, if I was like starring in a movie. I would like to be in something like this where I get to play all, as crazy as all these characters are.
You can play all of them Nicolas Cage style.
Exactly. Why wasn't I cast in this movie? As Nicolas Cage, I could have played all these roles and made them all individual and made them feel like they're not the same actor playing all of them. I could have gone...
I love how Herbert Ross, like, natural reaction is just, like, to watch.
Yeah, and he's like...
Interesting.
During that scene, Herbert West was doing it, Denny. I just like to watch you guys.
An eyeball.
I can see you, Herbert West.
I see you.
I like how they're just sporadically using the theme music. Oh! Oh, look, it's a Republican.
Accurate.
I was thinking it. I didn't say it.
I apologize to our actually Republican listeners of this show. If you're like one of the normal cool ones who, you know, is against like anti-vaxxers and Trumpers and stuff like that, they're good for you. But if you're one of those who isn't, then I do not apologize to you at all.
You can send us an email at...
at everyone hates Bede.
Damn it. Ew!
Here we go.
That's the Rolling funny special.
That's going to be Adele's new song, Rolling in the Dirt. Yeah, Rolling in the Dick. Ew, I hope that's on a testicles right there. Oh, wait, it's a rope. Fake of this.
Jesus.
Make love. Ah! Ouch. I'm going to hit you. I'm going to kiss you.
He didn't buy her present from Love Honey, and she's pissed.
I wanted a red sex dress, not a black one.
Oh my god, he's still there?
I don't know how anyone's going to do this.
Why do I have that image from The Boys stuck in my head?
I can imagine, like the serum not only sort of makes you come back alive, it has to give you kind of, like, some kind of a strength as well, or something like that, if he's able to kind of...
Oh, it's like a steroid or something like that.
Yeah. And this dude here, the warden, is basically, like, doing, like, the spider walk, or some kind of crab walk. Ow, stop hitting me, I'm not Vin Diesel! I'm your husband, Chris!
Jeez. This BDSM tutorial got a bit insane.
Where's the better script for this movie?
Where's my work?
Now stretch, ladies.
You got to do the bend and snap.
Final round. Fight.
Fight.
Do, 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 do. This is a weird, like, new version of Mortal Kombat. Whoa!
Oh.
Batter up. Ouch. Oh, for a moment there, I actually got confused for a second. It was like, they're in the same area, right? And nope, they're in different spots.
It's a shocking dark.
Yeah.
It's a pretty strong game.
I know.
Shocking dark coming at you.
By the power of the Michael Caine.
This Caine is called Michael.
Now listen here, Warden.
Herbert West.
Now listen here, Warden. As Michael Caine, I'm going to tell you this right now. The only way for me to defeat you and to somehow kill you for good is that you have to make sure not to blow the bloody doors off.
I'm not laughing.
Oh, there you go.
Oh.
Somehow I don't think he minds any of this. This is just weird kinky sex. Show's over, Warden.
The Warden looks like a fucking rat.
He's slowly turning into Charles Bronson. Hey, first of all, Herbert West, since you can reanimate people, can you reanimate my family? And so a new group of people can kill them, and then I can shoot them in the face.
And then I can be in Death Wish 5. I wish I was dead.
Exactly. Okay, I'll give you a knife. Elsa Pataky is Lin Shaye in Beyond Reanimator. No! Ew.
The rat is still with the penis.
Shocker.
That's the shocking dark.
That's the ultimate shocking dark.
Yeah, and he came too. Stop showing us the picture of the dick. I mean, the dick. With the
yeah, rat. There's a rat penis.
The rat movie. Dick. Who could forget rat dick? Or dick rat.
Why do I remember the penis fighting with the rat a little bit more in this movie?
It's still common.
Hey, it's Amon DeSante. Oh, wait, that's funny. Dr. West, I'm sad. We only had sex once and I had planned to have sex with her again and now I can't.
It's back to prison Tinder for him.
Ew.
He just texts the girl after like 5 months. Oh,
dude, you made her. You knew her for 2 days.
Exactly. I also like how when you see blood on clothes in movies, it's obvious that it's not blood because blood, if it was on someone's clothes, would
it actually goes like darker?
That. Yeah. So it's just all like red water or red kind of dye or something.
It's Kool-Aid.
Yes. She was full of Kool-Aid. That's why the killer. Do I look okay to you? You dick.
I've been on the job for 2 days. How have I been doing?
This is just my first day. Stretch of POV.
Oh, look, it's an Italian police officer.
I will not talk with her. English dub accent. Yes. and nobody's noticed this guy just wandering around looking like that? Find people. Don't help me. I don't give a shit. Oh, her head fell off.
And her head fell off.
Well, I guess she won't be the head of prison corrections anytime soon.
Oh, Jesus. Yep.
Well, I need you to give me a head anyway, so it's all good.
No!
And I've gone mad. Well, to be fair, like, he's happy because all he wanted was the head.
To be fair.
Well, my work here is done. But you didn't do anything.
Didn't I?
The interesting thing as I was reading up in the trivia is that this movie is the only one in the series that actually gives a clear indication that Herbert West actually survived the events of what happened. Because the other two films, basically, it always insinuates like he died.
Yeah, he could have been dead.
Yeah.
There's still more.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like the movie's like finishing up. Mm-mm. Oh, no. That's the credits.
Yeah, but there are actually... credits.
There's a Marvel post-credits scene.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, there is.
I'm actually surprised the movie went as quick as it did.
This passport.
Playing next, let's go back to the previous episode with Bride of Reanimator.
Actually, I can't see it.
I think he just went past it.
Right.
Oh,
right there.
Is that mouse wrestling with the dick?
Yes, it is.
Okay, now this is amazing. It's like shadow puppets. Run, dick, run!
It's a worm.
And they didn't want to... And they put this in, like, the end credits?
Yeah.
Nice.
That penis is going to make a phone call.
He's going to go into the slot put his finger in the dial and keep turning around slowly until...
No deal.
Yes.
And that wraps up Beyond Reanimator for this birthday celebration and no more lockdown for the time being celebration episode of Super Tuesday's podcast.
Indeed, indeed. And it was a bit of a crazy episode given that it was Marcy and I finally being back in person again. So apologies if it was a little too crazy, but hopefully it was still entertaining nonetheless.
Yes, and who's pick next week?
I believe it is...
It's been...
Oh, it is mine. It is my turn next week.
So it'll be Charles Bronson.
Going to play Charles Bronson. Yes, I'm excited.
Charles Bronson month begins next episode.
Hells yeah.
And as per usual, you can find us at supermarcy.com. You can check us out on the Facebooks if you look up the Super Network or facebook.com/thesupernetwork. And you can also join the Super Network group. Search that on the Facebooks. You can find us on the Twitter at twitter.com/sm_supernetwork. Find us on the Instagrams, the.super.network, on the TikToks at the Super Network, and look us up on YouTube under the Super Network. Or you can find it if you look under Super Marcy or Be Jemine, because it comes up in the search results, just saying. And if you want to follow me, I'm on twitter.com/supermarcy and at letterboxed at Marcy, at super_Marcy on Letterboxd. And of course, Patreon, patreon.com/supernetwork, bead.
If people want to find me personally, they can find me at my Twitter page at twitter.com/beejmine, or my personal writer's page on Facebook at facebook.com/terribleaussie. And of course, you can find all my writings over at supermarcy.com with my reviews and columns. But also, you can check out my daily 31 Days of Horror coverage on Twitter, where you can see all my thoughts and reactions to all the films I'm watching from my list this year.
And Bat, what about you?
You find me every Tuesday on Webtales, a Spider-Man podcast, part of the Pop4D Network, where me and Mark Chevalier recap the classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the very beginning to present day. Make sure you follow us in our Facebook group at Pop4D. If you like all things comics, movies, gaming, television, professional wrestling, and the latest in Achievement War 2021. And follow us on all our other social media at Pop4D.
Nice.
And with that all done... thank you everybody for listening. Glad you made it through the episode and the madness. And we'll see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
See you next Tuesday!
Damn it.
Throughout history, man has searched for the secret to immortality.
She's not getting any fresher.
One doctor has found it.
It was a theory.
But is it worth it?
Awesome! This green shit rocks! Dead! No!
Welcome to a world where death is just the beginning. A young doctor with a secret past. A beautiful, ambitious journalist. A sadistic warden. A model prisoner. And Herbert West, the Reanimator. Beyond Reanimator, he's at it again.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.